A judge's verdict in the death of Freddie Gray this week acquitted Officer Edward Nero on 4 misdemeanor charges. An earlier trial of one of the 6 charged officers ended in a hung jury. Now, 4 more police officers are set to stand trial, and the next hearing, set for early June, could be a stronger case for conviction. The attorney for the family of Freddie Gray has urged the community to think and read before they act.
Hopefully, people who are in the mood to protest his decision, who have not yet read his excellent opinion, will do that first and then make a decision about whether or not they thought the outcome was fair. And I'll make a prediction. If you can read, you'll be satisfied.
That's attorney Billy Murphy, Jr. Mark Steiner is president and executive producer of the Center for Emerging Media and host of The Mark Steiner Show on WEAA-FM in Baltimore. Welcome, Mark.
Pleasure to be back.
Do people understand what was at stake for the prosecutors?
They do, but the common wisdom is that Freddie Gray was hurt before he got in the van because he was screaming at an officer laying on his neck. The coroner said the opposite. He was hurt inside the van. There's this real divide over what people believe really happened. That's the point of volatility, I think.
Given the comments of the judge, it seems as though the prosecutors had a very, very high bar to prove intent, that the officers pretty much got up that morning with the intent of killing someone. And there's almost no way to prove something like that.
Well, I think the larger issue here in these trials has to do with changing the nature of police behavior, how we police, what public safety means. And I think that's the real issue at the bottom of all this. It's impossible to prove that someone woke up this morning, oh, I'm going to go kill somebody like Freddie Gray today. That's my idea. That's what I want to do. But what it has to do is with a report that community groups have put out earlier, a fascinating report, that showed that when they interviewed over 500 people in the community, they reported either physical or verbal abuse by police officers. There's a real divide here.
If there's a culture in a police department where people are viewed differently or viewed as not full citizens, as a threat, as people to be herded around, as was the case in Chicago by the federal report that looked at what went on in Chicago, as was the case in Ferguson, when the question of sort of racial discrimination and, you know, looking upon potential defendants as less than whites. If that's going on in a police department, aren't you already predisposed to have a certain kind of intent?
Absolutely. And I think that's what I'm saying is the issue here. The problem is that it's a very difficult legal point to prove. So it becomes
But I, no,
more...
I get that. But then the issue becomes you can never prove that. So you're never really getting at the actual issue that causes these communities to have so many problems.
Exactly. And so what that means is this issue gets resolved outside of the courts. It gets resolved by pushing for change inside of city government and with the police department and how people are trained and the relationship between the police and the community. It gets resolved by people being more creative in terms of what we mean by public safety.
But it's conceivable that the community of Baltimore will go through all of these trials with small convictions or no convictions and have to hold tight until the community really gets around to, as you say, focusing on the real issue.
I think that's absolutely true.
That's hard.
It's going to be really hard. And as the summer months come through, and if more of the officers are acquitted, found not guilty, it could come very tense in the streets of Baltimore, really tense.
What are people saying on your show?
The community, especially the in the African-American community, which is the majority community in Baltimore, the poor community in Baltimore, people are livid. They just feel a huge injustice is being done to them. And so the other part of it is, though, people are really organizing in communities to try to come up with a different model of how public safety should occur. And there's a 13-year-old boy who was shot by the police here in Baltimore last month. He was carrying a BB gun that looked like a real gun, and he had a basketball in his other hand. He saw the police, he ran. The police shot him. And so the community's response is, let's have a different sense of who patrols our streets. Some people want to have safe streets through the patrolling, which are the ex-felons who come out of prison, or the Nation of Islam, who might have approached this young man in a different way and been able to help the situation.
Mark Steiner, president and executive producer of the Center for Emerging Media and host of The Mark Steiner Show on WEAA-FM in Baltimore.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.